This is JIS News. Coming up, Foreign Affairs Minister reports positive outcome from climate conference in Paris. International Labour Organization to host workshop on child labour in Jamaica, and Burwood Beach in Trelawney upgraded. The news in detail after the break.
Hey girl, you coming to the party tonight?
I don't think so, no. I don't have anybody to keep the baby. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund. Now the news. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator A.J. Nicholson says the recently held United Nations 21st Conference of the Parties COP21 in Paris had positive outcomes for Jamaica and other small island developing states. Speaking in the Senate Friday, Minister Nicholson noted that under the Paris Agreement, global average temperature will be kept below 1.5 degrees Celsius, above pre-industrial levels.
The agreement provides a sound basis for tackling one of the greatest challenges of our times. However, its implementation requires the effective collaboration and inputs of all of government, the private sector, academia, and civil society.
The Paris Agreement emphasizes, among other things, that climate change is a threat to human society and the necessity of international collaboration as well as reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Jamaica is among 196 countries that adopted the Paris Agreement, which puts the world on track to avoid the most dangerous effects of climate change by limiting global warming. The International Labour Organization, ILO, is to host a training workshop in Jamaica to help local stakeholder groups conduct the second national survey on child labour. The seminar, scheduled to take place at the Knutsford Court Hotel in New Kingston on Tuesday, is part of a global ILO research initiative to improve on child labour measurement and policy development. Jamaica is one of 10 countries selected to participate. Public Relations Officer at the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Nayoka Linton, says the training will greatly develop the technical expertise of the island researchers.
The training workshop is expected to improve technical skills for data collection, and those include questionnaires, design, and sampling tools. Minister Ferguson, of course, is expected to be there where he'll endorse the project.
The last survey conducted by the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, in 2002 estimated that over 16,000 children are involved in child labor in Jamaica. The Burwood Beach, located in Falmouth, Trelawney, has been upgraded at a cost of $28 million by the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Speaking at the recent handing over ceremony, Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil said the project forms part of the ministry's plans to identify and upgrade the best beaches across the island.
There's a lot of development taking place in Jamaica now. And this is important for Jamaica because it's going to provide jobs for Jamaicans. It's going to provide economic opportunity, economic activity. And quite frankly, we in tourism see ourselves as a main driver of economic development. And so we are going to push the economic development agenda.
The tourism minister adds that because of hotel developments, the number of public beaches has been reduced. He says this has pushed the ministry to travel across the island, identify and upgrade the best beaches, and ensure they remain free and accessible to the public. The projects are being implemented with support from the parish councils, Urban Development Corporation, UDC, Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, and the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. And the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL's Savannah Lamar-based Adult Education Center has received a $4 million upgrade. This was made possible through a joint partnership between the Sugar Transformation Unit, SDU, of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, and the European Union, the EU. The three-classroom facility was recently opened by Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites, State Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan, and Head of Delegation for the EU in Jamaica, Ambassador Paula Amadei. In his address, Reverend Thwaites lauded the SDU for its involvement in the project, noting that it is among several programs implemented in the education sector. In addition to the classrooms, the project included the refurbishing of a computer lab and the installation of 11 computers and related equipment. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.